Friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Daniel Banner Shlita. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav, he and his whole family. And this is based on the Parat Yitzchak, Mamari Parat Yitzchak on Sukkos and Maimer Mem. Says Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Fudner Zatzal, Nizkar b'Shulchan Aruch Minig Yisrael Hotzi Kol Sifrei Torah Min Aron LaKovitz B'Simchas Torah. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the minog of the Jewish people, to take out all of the Sifrei Torah from the Aron to do HaKovitz and Simchas Torah. Kolomar, Afim Yeshnam Rak HaNashim Watim Beitz HaKnesses, even though if there are only a few people in Shul, Vein Tzrichim El Mispra Sifrei Torah, all they need is a few Sifrei Torah, Mikol Makom Yotziu Kol HaSfarim Kamishim. Nevertheless, they should take out all the Sfarim, however many there are. And if this is a minhag brought in the poskim, then it's permitted for us to explain it. It's worth a while for us to explain it. There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Bava Basra, the end of the first parak, if only the luchos were in the aron, or if they say for Torah is also in the Aron. The Machlokas is in the Pasuk, V'koach et Sefer HaTorah Azev, V'samtem osob mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. Take the Sefer Torah and put it next to the Aron Bris Hashem. So some say, Yesha Omrim Daf Hayabolim Min Aron Mibachutz V'shamei Amunach. There was a board that was jutting out from the Aron, and that's where they put the Sefer Torah, V'yesha Omrim Tzad Aluch Seh Amunach B'soch Aron. The other opinion is that it was next to the Luchos inside the Aron. Adair Rishon HaMeviya Raya Me'akosuv B'malachim, the first opinion brings a proof from the pasuk in Malachim that's talking about the binyan habayis of Shlomo. Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos. It says that the aron only has two luchos and no more, no sefer Torah. But de'ashniyah dereshes hakasuv ein rak. It's a double mute. Shein mute achar mute el rabus. A double mute is a ribui. Shein ba'aron rak shnei luchos. There's a ribui. It's including something else. What's it's including? The sefer Torah. Ein mute. It's only a mir achar mir in order to be merambe. V'yeshlan relevar, we can explain, we need to explain. Lama ba simas ha-sefer bar mederach jerash shel mir achar mute. Why? There's a very Hutnerian question. Why? Okay, see, you have the information now that you know there's a mir achar mute, an exclusion after an exclusion, a double negative, and that double negative is a positive. And that's coming to include something else. What's that coming to include? It's coming to include a sefer Torah, that you put the sefer Torah in the Aron. So why is this putting the Sefer Torah in the Aron derived from a drasha of miut achar miut, exclusion after an exclusion, a double negative, and it's not derived in a direct way? Amar b'Gemara, the Gemara says, Kishabana Shlomo as Beis HaMikdash, Bikesh l'hachnis Aron the Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, and Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kadosh, and Dov Kusharim Zebes at the gates clung to each other. Amar Shlomo Esim Barbar Nanos, as he said 24 songs and he wasn't answered, and then he said, do not return the face of your Messiah, do not like push me away, remember the chesadim of David your servant, v'niftuchu, and they were open. Both the shah at that time, etc. Yadu kolam chayisol shemachal kodesh baruch alosav. And everyone knew that God forgave David for that sin that he had did, because Shlomo HaMelech got Hashem to open the sha'arim of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim after he mentioned his father David. So it must be that David was forgiven. V'yachol aleim smechem etuvei leiv al Hashem David avdu shemachal alosav. And everybody went home very happy. Gemar and Shabbos taplamid for all of the good that God did for David his servant, that he was mochel on that sin. So we'd like to explain the depth of this Gemara. The halacha is halacha psuka yishain maspidim ben Nisan. Halacha psuka is a paskin halacha that we don't make hespedim in the month of Nisan. V'tam mishum shebe Nisan hukama mishkan. The reason is that in Nisan the mishkan was built. U'makshim al zemim adekaimelan megillas tainis batla. And they ask on this from what we paskin that megillas tainis was cancelled. That there are known days in Bayis Sheni that they made him into Yontiv, they asked it has been in Tainis, and when the Bayis was Nechorav, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, these days were cancelled. So how can it be that Ein Maspina B'Nisan, because B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan Megillas Tainis Batla V'Megillas Tainis Shudim Meforish B'Gemara Butlim Khorvan Abais, actually name a speed and Mikufas Kiuma Mishkan, and I know it. Alfishan Forged Edge of a Gemara from Achilles Tainis, which is an explicit din in the Gemara, was nullified with the Chorban HaBayis. How could it be that the din of Ein Maspidim from the period of the Kiyum HaMishkan is still knowing, even though it is not explicit in the Gemara? Varmal Zeh Chedush HaRim Dvarim Kedosh Lush HaRim said holy words about this, that how is it still knowing this what happened in Nisan, in the Mishkan, the Hukam HaMishkan, if we're canceling Megillas Tainis, which is explicit in the Gemara? So how can we have this minug of not like a eulogy because in Nisan Hukam HaMishkan? So the Chiddush HaRim said that HaMishkan Me'olam HaNechor Ve'la Nignas, the Mishkan was never destroyed, it was just put away in storage. V'orashel HaMishkan Me'irin Toch Knizasim Ezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim, and the lights of the Mishkan shine in their storage at the time when the Beis HaMikdash isn't Kaim. V'ilu b'shas kiyum ha-mikdash v'oris ha-gluyim lanu sholtim az t'munim heim oris ha-mishkan. But in the time when the mikdash is around and the revealed lights of the mishkan are in power, then the light of the mishkan is hidden. L'chein dafka k'shabatlu megillas tainis machmas ha-churban. Dafka, when the megillas tainis was cancelled because of the churban, all those holidays, Noah gisser hesped ben Nisan machmas ha-mishkan. Then we have the minhag of not eulogizing in Nisan because of the Mishkan. In other words, as long as we have a Beis HaMikdash. So then the lights of the Mishkan are darkened because you have the great lights of the Beis HaMikdash. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the light of the Mishkan shines again in its Geniza and its storage, and Memela, the din is that, or the minhag is, Ein Maspidim ben Nisan. So we'd like to explain the depths of the Chiddush HaRim as follows. On the Manu Lavaris, Omek Dvarav Kedil HaHala. In the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, there's a din that the Meshicha, the anointing of the Mishkan, is Mekadesh the Mishkan. Whereas when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, then is that the Avod and the Mishkan, the anointing of the Kelim with oil, is Mekadesh the Kelim. Whereas when it comes to the Mikdash, the din is that the Avoda is mechanech. Hinei Meshicha b'shemen haMishkan mora al she'ein lo hefsek. So, in the Mikdash, the avoda, when you do work with the kelim, that's what brings them into service. So, anointing with the shemen haMishcha shows that ein lo hefsek, that it's eternal. V'zetam she'mishkan lo nechor ve'le negnas. That's what the shemen haMishcha symbolizes, that ein lo hefsek. Like we anoint a king. Ein la hefsek, and that's why the Mishkan wasn't nechra, but was nignas, because there's no hefsek. And that's why the Mishkan, Mishichasen mekatshasen, there's no hefsek, it keeps going. But in the Mikdash, yesh hefsek v'nechra, there is a hefsek. It was destroyed. Lefikach, therefore, kol zman shekayim ha-mikdash, lo nikeres mailas ha-bli hefsek. As long as there's a Mikdash, we cannot recognize the maila of bli hefsek, of not stopping. Shalom Mishkan, Umas HaMikdash, of the Mishkan in contrast to the Mikdash, or HaMikdash Bekiyumah, because the Mikdash is still around. U'bishas Kiyum lo nikir im Kiyumah l'shao la'ad, and at the time when it's existing, we can't see if it's going to be temporary or forever. V'rak b'shas she'in Beis HaMikdash kayim isbar ha'yesh lo hefsek, and only when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around, then we see that yesh lo hefsek, that it's going to be, that it was stopped. And then Mishtavkim Oros, there is a reflection of the lights of Ha'ein Lo Hefsek Shel HaMishkan, of Ein Lo Hefsek of the Mishkan. Therefore, B'Shas Kiyum HaMikdash Lekach, at the time of the Kiyum HaMikdash, Be'emes, when the Mikdash was around, Lo Yanoi Gedin Shel Ein Maspidim Benisan, they didn't have a din of Ein Maspidim Benisan, because the Mikdash was around, we didn't see the lights of the Mishkan, and the Ein Maspidim Benisan, we don't eulogize the Nisan, it's because of the Mishkan. V'zeo Shalom Etzinu Din Zeh Megillas Tainis. That's why we don't find this in Megillas Tainis, because Megillas Tainis was when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Rak b'shas she'ein Mikdash, as I'm aschel ein maspidu nisan. And when there's no Mikdash, then we start with the whole inyan of ein maspidu benisan. V'ini esh b'kan b'davka. And here we have a b'davka. Lo rak she'ein kan kushya. El shetzem ha-kufshya ho'fech lios garen ha-teretz. Not only don't we have a question, but the question is really the root of the answer. Ha-kushya ha-isa, the question was, eich zedich shayich, shenis batla Megillas Tainis, v'dini iya hesped benisan nishar. How is it that Megillas Tainis was nullified, was cancelled, and the din of not being maspid in Nisan, of not eulogizing in Nisan, remain when it's not even explicit in the Gemara, and it's from an earlier period from the time of the Mishkan. V'ateretz dafka sheshan d'shem esbat lechem eschad ishasein. No, it's dafka because there's no more Beis HaMikdash. Because Megillas Tainus was batal, because of that, we have now the chiddush of the Mishkan, of not being maspid in Nisan because of the Mishkan. And this is the difficult avoda that Shlomo Melech had when he opened up the gates of the Kodesh HaKadashim. The Aron, that's the only kli that remained in the Mikdash of Shlomo from the Mishkan of Moshe. Simas Aron v'soch Mikdash Shlomo halo perusha. Placing the Aron in the Mikdash of Shlomo means hat amat ha'ein lo hefsek l'makom sheish lo hefsek. The making, the fitting together of the ein lo hefsek, something that doesn't stop, to place yesh lo hefsek. Tarati disasri, it's two internal contradiction, two contradictory things. Vein bakashas mils of sichel sharm, dvukim zebazet. It's another, and bakashas don't help for the opening of the gates that are clinging together. In other words, you have the arun, where the arun is from the mishkan. The mishkan is eternal. The mikdash is not eternal. The mishkan is only temporary. The mikdash is going to be destroyed, rachman alitzlan. So you have the ein lo hefsek of the luchas, of the mishkan, the luchos of the aron that you want to bring in from the mishkan, together with the yesh lo hefsek of the mikdash, that can't work. Ein lo hefsek doesn't work with the yesh lo hefsek, and therefore the gates clung together. Rak b'shah should be keshet David avdeh abav where David avdecha al teshev penei mishichecha. Pasuk in divrei ayamim, don't turn me away empty. Your Messiah David. As I niftachu mitzad heyos David nikra mishichecha was open because David was mishichecha. What's mishichecha? He was anointed with the shemen hamishcha, with this anointing oil. Somebody was anointed with the anointing oil. Nafsho mishtayeches lamalach shemen hamishcha. His nefesh is shayach to the mahalach of shemen hamishcha, and to this approach of, to this perspective of shemen hamishcha, that it's eternal. Vushanish bavamaritem shnas la'afa paitnuma. Imitain shnas leinai lafa paitnuma adem sa mokum lashem mishkin oslavir yankiv. Then he's, David Mel said, I'm not going to sleep till I find the mokum amikdash. Tehillim 132:3. Psalms. Vinikra abayis al shem David bishul shem osir nafshu olav. And the bayis is called after David because he was mosir nefesh for the mikdash. He was charus and mesirus nefesh. And in the merit of that mesirus nefesh of being matim ha'in lo hefzik besoch ha'binyan b'zeh ha'olam shel gvulim niftuchu ha'sha'arim sh'ha'elam pesach la'achidus ha'afochim. And the bias is called after David HaMelech. He was Moser Nefesh for the Beis HaMikdash. And the schar of that Mesirus Nefesh of fitting the Ein Lo Hefsek in the Binyan of this world of Gvulim, we have what's from the Mishkan into the Mikdash, the Ein Lo Hefsek with the Yesh Lo Hefsek, the Aron Ein Lo Hefsek, the Luchas. Yeah, with the mikdash, yesh lo hefsek. So David HaMelech was moser nefesh for that. He so wanted there to be a proper Beis HaMikdash. So niftuchu sha'arim, the gates opened up, because now they had a Pesach to unite what's contradictory. La'achidus ha'afochim, she'kanes ein lo hefsek l'toch yesh lo hefsek. Now the ein lo hefsek come together with the yesh lo hefsek. Me'atanavin mamitz shemetzius sefer Torah b'soch ha'arim nidrash derech miyur achar miyur l'rabbas. And now we can frashtein, as they say in Spanish, we can understand. Spent a lot of time in Washington Heights, so my Spanish is pretty bad. Anyway, we understand why the Metzius of the Sefer Torah inside the Aron is required to be learned, that needs to be learned in a surah of Mir Achar Mir L'Rabbos, of one Mir after another to be Marbe. Shariyikar Adgasha, the Yikar emphasis, Vavoda Haisa Bazeh, and the Avoda was in this, Sharon Madregas Moshe, Shemeshach Kelem Shein Lo Hefsek, Hushinichnas Otocha Mig Mikdash El Shlomo. That the Aron, which is the Madreg of Moshe, who anointed the Kalim, that has no Hefsek, so that should go into the Mikdash of Shlomo, which Yesh lo Hefsek. Ma shenimtza shema Sefer Torah, eino ela b'derech agav. That the Sefer Torah there is b'derech agav. By the way, v'ikar harabus, v'ikar chiddush, the primary lesson, sheba kosev lashmeino, the pasuk is coming to teach us, and that the luchos of Moshe and the Aron were placed in the Mikdash of Shlomo. So the Sefer Torahs learn that it goes in there, b'derech shel miut achar miut l'rabos, because it's a double negative, because that's not the point. Since the Sefer Torah is not the point, it's learned in a way of double negative. It's not the point, because the ikar is that the Aron went in, not the Sefer Torah. Chozimanu l'ascholas hadvarim. And now we get back to the beginning. Ala minag l'hotzi kol ha'svarim misocha Aron. And this minag that we take all the svarim from the Aron and Simchas Torah. If you have a rich man, rich or not rich, he has $100 and he gives the nani $1, so that's what he wanted to give, because he could have given more. But if he has only $1 and he gives that dollar to an ani, we don't know, maybe he wants to give more, he just doesn't have. When we take out all the Sifrei Torah, we show that you don't measure desire according to what actually one does. Ella, shekolat shukot haboarot balev, imei hagnizot harishonot shel haruchot, all of the tshukas, all of the desires that burn in one's heart from the time of putting the first luchos in storage, hein hein shanu motzim, that's what we're taking out. We're taking out everything we can. We have a desire to take out greater. We only have $1. We took it out. So we were showing we want to take out even more. Halavai, halavai, we should be able to take out more. We have these great tshuka of the to take out all of the Kedusha, all of the Torah. And on Shmini Atzeres, that's the day that we put the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So by taking out the Sefer Torah, we're showing that we have this desire, this overpowering desire to reveal all of the hidden Divrei Torah of all the generations. And that's why we take out all the Sifrei Torah to show, listen, we're doing all we can. But we want more, because this is the day where the Aron was put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the specialness of the Aron, that the Aron is the Ein Lo Hefsek, the Aron is eternal, and we desire all of the right. The Aron is represents the Torah, so we want to take out all of the hidden Divrei Torah that is stored away of all the generations. Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem v'aretz nasan l'vnei adam. The heavens are to God, and the earth is to man. Eretz Yisrael nitanes l'am Yisrael miyuchadus yud beit shvatim. Eretz Yisrael, which is given to Am Yisrael, is special for 12 tribes. V'av sheish v'shus hadir l'geri tosher. Even though geri tosher are allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, but the grain that comes to Eretz Yisrael is only because of the 12 shvatim. The cheshbon of the grain to the land of Israel of Nesati Matar Artzichem is a cheshbon of Lochem. It's a cheshbon for you. Because the parish of Geshem, what's Geshem, what's rain? That the Shamayim, so to speak, the heavens, what comes from above, is coming down to below. The Hashpa of Shamayim is absorbed in the land. And this klita, this absorption, is unique for Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is milashon Atzeres is lashon klita. Atzeres is when you bring everything in. She Otzeres with an aleph, Otzeres means like to store. Ve Otzeres with an ayin, that means to stop. You bring everything in. Hevech v'atzeres hashamayim, the opposite of stopping the heavens. You stop everything, like you're bringing it all in. You're collecting it all, right? Like a vacuum cleaner. It's Otzeres, it just brings everything in. There it's dust, but here we're talking about the Atzeres is the Kedusha, the Klita of their Ruchnias. So this is the opposite of Atzeres HaShemayim, Shenishar HaMotar HaShemayim. Instead of it being stopped up there, it comes down here. When we times the Shemini Atzeres, Yom Gisham, that's what Shemini Atzeres is, Yom HaGishamim. We start asking for rain. Shashbas, or praising for rain. Shashbas, ha'in lo hefsek, miskabelos, v'nikletes, besocha aretz, Hayesh la hefsek. So the hashpa of the ain lo hefsek of the shamayim is absorbed in the land that has a hefsek. B'yom zeh, on this day, shenishna la simas aron v'luchos habris, that it was was completed, the placing of the aron and the luchos, the tablets of the covenant, which is an ain hefsek, which is not stopping, which is forever, in the Mikdash of Shlomo, which is stopping. So that's the connection of Ein Lo Hefsek to Yesh Lo Hefsek. So that's rain, Shemayim, Ein Lo Hefsek, to the earth, Yesh Lo Hefsek. And that's the Simas HaLuchos, the Ein Lo Hefsek, in the Mishkan of Shlomo, Mikdash of Shlomo, Yesh Lo Hefsek. Shem Shebo Almoed, Mokomor, and Asur Shiyesh Shem Afechad Mebeladei Moshe. There's not going to be anybody in the Almoed except for Moshe. Kach Bishmini Atzeres, Zman HaGeshem, Ne'amar Nimshech Ani Ve'ata. It says Nismach Ani Ve'ata. Excuse me. Shmini Atzeres, Man Hageshem. It says that's the time when God says to us, like the Medrash says, that it's just us and Him, and Umas Olam don't have a chelek, because Geshem is only for the 12 Shvatim. Nismach Ani Ve'atem. So that's a beautiful Torah. I'm not sure that we were zochet to think of that before we heard it. So it's always great to hear new things. And we should be zochet to have an incredible Shmini Atzeres preceded by a super duper Sukkos. Shalom, shalom.